right, we're getting ready to start with Sister Elizabeth. Before she does, though, we need to say something here about Sister Elizabeth. Brother Adam and Sister Elizabeth, who came here quite a while ago now to our church, as soon as they came in, you know, this great desire to do something for God and for the church, and soon after, they began to direct our Sunday school department. And since then, we have seen nothing but good things, great things developing. We're always talking about that with the people, about the kids, how the kids love Sunday school. They love seeing their teachers. And of course, all this happens because of the precedent and the standard that Brother Adam and Sister Elizabeth have set. So we greatly, greatly appreciate them, a great spirit, a great attitude. And we know that Sister Elizabeth is multi-talented. Not only does she sing and play the piano and all, but she also has written some books, and she's been a great inspiration to many of our young girls and our young ladies. So with that said, it is a great honor to have her on the call this morning. Sister Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, Brother Vic, I am here.
All right. The floor is yours. Go right ahead. Take your liberty this morning, Sister Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Truth Church. I hope that everyone is doing okay, that you've got your chin up, Buttercups, and we are getting through this day by day. I know that in times like this, there's a lot of good that's happening and taking place, because we're learning that in spite of it all, the church is powerful and the church is moving on. And we are finding that when you try to put us in a corner, we come back fighting, and that there isn't anything that can hold revival down. And when you get that revelation, it just sets you on fire. Now the challenge we have is filling on fire, and we're still stuck in our houses for a little bit longer. But I hope you all have your coffee. For me, it's about my 12th cup of coffee. I hope that you're settled in. I'm just going to take a few minutes and kind of talk about something that's been on my heart. I hope everyone's doing okay, and I think we're probably, I know for me personally, I think that I'm at home and I'm not moving around as far as outside, so I can tell, I think I'm getting a little bit fluffy, but I am happy, and I'm glad to have my family here with me. When you're at home, there's not a whole lot that you can do. We found that we're eating kind of a lot, so I'll kind of cook my sixth dinner of the evening and clean it up, and then we want a snack. So in I go, and then I'm bored, so I'm going to go ahead and bake. And I think I've made several different batches of cookies. It's just not a good thing. But anyway, on a different note, I've really had you mamas on my heart lately. Single mamas, doesn't matter the age, guardians, people that are kind of holding down the fort for your family. I've really had a burden for you, because in this time right now, I know that things are tough and it's tricky. And I want to share something that has really, I have been clinging to this as a mom. Even if you're a mom and you've got a husband or somebody that you're living with that's working and kind of helping, this is still kind of a scary time for us, for our kids. And it's really easy to feel some fear start to creep in right now, since we're just kind of stuck in four walls, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of uncertainty, and we have a natural sense of protection and of protectiveness that we feel for our kids, for our families, for our homes. So when you see things, you start to kind of feel that fear, and that has really been something that has worked me over, as far as when I start feeling fear like that, it makes me mad, and I don't want to get a bad spirit. But I certainly don't want to just roll over and allow fear to just work me over, because there's not a whole lot I can do. I'm at home. I've got two kids to care for. My husband's out. He's trying to work, and he's out there, and he's fighting. He's keeping the business going, and God has been good to us. But we're working just to keep the day-to-day going and hold our chin up. And so it can kind of get to you if you're not careful, especially since, you know, I don't have the church family at this point to give hugs and to feel that strength. So if you're in this situation, I really want to speak to you today. Just take a couple of minutes and share something. I want to share a recipe. And I'm not the most adept cook. So I'm going to share the kind of recipe that I feel a little bit more confident sharing. And this is a fear-fighting recipe. And I'm going to share with you a scripture that I have been hanging on to since this entire pandemic began. And it's found in 2 Timothy 1:7. You probably have already heard it or read it during this. It's something I think that's very common. It's a good scripture for this kind of a time. But I'm going to go ahead and read this again. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if you're finding yourself being overcome with fear, there's a question to ask yourself. There's two questions, first of all. The first question is, well, what kind of fear is it? It is normal and natural that we sometimes have some worries and some anxieties that we just work through as a human being. There's a difference between that kind of fear and the fear that is mind-crippling, that just creeps in, takes over your thoughts, and starts to take control. And it actually will alter the decisions you make, the way that you speak, the way that you feel. It can mess with your head a little bit. That kind of fear is not fun. And that kind of fear is a danger to your mind. And so that's why I think this verse has been put in place. For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if the fear isn't coming from God, because the scripture said he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, we need to ask ourselves the second question. If the fear is not coming from God, where is this fear coming from? Is it fear of uncertainty of the future? Is it fear of our finances, of what we're going to do? Is it just fear over the pandemic, if we're going to catch something, or our kids are going to catch something, our family members? So we need to stop and think, what kind of fear is it? Is it kind of a natural little worry, or am I really dealing with a spirit of fear? Am I battling a mind-altering fear? And where is it coming from? Is it coming from inside ourselves? Because, you know, especially as a mama or as a child of God, we can start churning up fear inside of ourselves and start feeling that fear rise up, and we can let it loose like a forest fire almost inside of our minds if we're not careful. Is it coming from ourselves? Are we stirring it up? Is it coming from outside influences? Maybe like something that you're reading, current events, things that you're hearing online or whatever? Or is it coming from the devil? Because sometimes he'll try to mess with you and give you a spirit of fear. And so if we're feeling this fear, we need to pull back a little bit and say, well, where is this fear coming from? Because the Bible says that God didn't give it to me. When you know that, and when you start to feel that, you can understand that if God didn't give me this fear, I don't have to accept it. I don't have to take this. I don't have to just accept fear and dwell in it. I don't have to let fear rule in my home. As a mom, whether you're a single mom or a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, any kind of mama right now, you know, we feel the responsibility of making sure that our homes are a sanctuary of peace, either for our families, our children, or just the atmosphere of our home in general. It's kind of up to us. We can set the tone. I'm sure you've heard, if you get kind of have a cranky day, I'm sure you can feel it kind of ripples through your kids and your family, your husband, you can just kind of feel it kind of settle in. And we set the tone a lot of times. We have the power to kind of decide what atmosphere our home is going to have a lot of times. And so we feel the responsibility to keep this peace in our home. And I want to share something with you. It was a little while ago. I had gotten off the phone, and I was just getting worked over by a feeling of fear and mostly frustration because I couldn't leave my house, and the idea that there's a lot of stuff that I'm used to doing that I have to think twice about. I don't get to just pop in my car and go do what I need to do. It made me feel a little hemmed in, and I don't do really good with that. It's easy for me to start feeling panicky when I feel like I'm a little stuck. So I had a moment, and I was in my kitchen, and I just rested my chin on my hands, and I started to cry. We've all been there. It's just real talk. I'm sure all of us have had that moment, and I hear the pitter-patter of little feet. And my son, Kai, who is almost 2, is very sensitive. He can tell when something's just not quite, kids are perceptive. And he could hear me in there. And I wasn't wailing like this dramatic, you know. It was just a little bit of a cry, but it was enough. It drew his attention, and I hear his little feet come pattering into the kitchen, and he's looking at me with huge eyes, and something came over me, and I thought, I am not allowing this fear and this frustration to take me over and influence me and influence my kids. And I reached down and I just took his hand, and I had tears, and I said, God is good. Let's worship the Lord together. And we just had a moment of prayer in our kitchen, and he lifted his little hand and he closed his eyes and he was praying with me, and we had a moment of worship, and we defeated that feeling. And it was a wake-up call for me that I'm, in a way, in a sense, I'm a gatekeeper here in my home. My husband is the head of our home, and he, you know, he ultimately watches out for us, but he's not here all the time. He's working. He's out working hard. And so during that time, I'm the gatekeeper, and it's up to me. And so I wanted to share this recipe that I, that came over me, that I thought, no more. We're not letting this happen again. We're going to turn this into worship. And it says, that, you know, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So the recipe is in that scripture. He didn't give us fear. Instead, he gave us power. And the Holy Ghost gives you power. So by staying full of the Holy Ghost, you have the power to turn the tables and say, no, I might feel afraid right now and uncertain or frustrated or a little insecure about the future, but the Holy Ghost has given me the power to stay on top of this. And I'm not going to allow this to defeat me and influence my home and my family. And the Bible says that he's given us a spirit of power and of love. And by tapping into that love, the Bible says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but for perfect love casteth out fear. And that's talking about the love of God. When you have the Holy Ghost, that's what we're learning to walk in, is the love of God. And when you can turn your focus on loving the things that matter, loving your church, staying united, loving your family. I love my family. I'm going to protect my family. That means I'm going to turn, I'm waging war on fear in my house. I'm not going to roll over and take this lightly. I'm not going to be a victim to fear simply because I'm going to love my family. I'm going to love my children. I'm going to love my husband. I'm going to love my church. Some of you single mamas, what you have your kids that you're raising, and you have the church. You can turn to that. We are all here for each other, and that unity will help you focus beyond what you're feeling and focus on that love. And lastly, in this recipe, it says he's given us the power of a sound mind. So we can find peace despite uncertainty, to make the good decisions we need to make for our family. We can find that peace and that sound mind, that we can make good, calm decisions even when fear is trying to trickle in and take over, uncertainty, frustration. We can battle that, wage war with that, and we can get into a frame of mind where we're able to find peace despite it all, and we're able to make good, sound, peaceful decisions. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what that means is that we work together in the Holy Ghost, and that's how we're fighting off fear. And when we're waging war against fear, we're not doing it necessarily in the physical world. However, we might make some physical effort. We might decide we're going to replace what we're feeling with something else. We're going to play games. We're going to take a moment and sing songs. But we're also spiritually, we're tapping into the Holy Ghost to help us. And it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And what that means is that we have the power to pull those thoughts down. And especially right now in the time that we're living in, fear wants to overcome us and take over. And there's a lot of information and a lot of news out there that's wanting to exalt itself beyond the Word of God, wanting to create extra fear, wanting to torment you in your home because there's nowhere that you can go. There's a lot of negativity. And it's trying to exalt itself. It's trying to put itself above the knowledge of God. But we have the power to pull that down through the power of the Holy Ghost and through perfect love. So I wanted to share the recipe with you that I have discovered through this. I love the scripture that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, because if he didn't give it to us, we don't have to accept it. We don't have to take it. And for all of you single mamas out there, for all of you families, for all of you young people that are dealing with any sort of uncertainty or fear for the future, the Lord is coming soon. We can find peace in that and love, and we can tap into the power that we have through the Holy Ghost to find a sound mind, to make good decisions, and turn that into love, love for souls, love for revival. And we can move forward as a church in Jesus' name. And I wanted to just share that with you. I hope that you feel encouraged today, that I hope that if you've been feeling a little bit beat up by fear, that you can stand up. If you're sitting on your couch, or if you're sweeping your floor, if you're in the car about to go into work, or you're taking a quick break, that you square your shoulders a bit and say, I'm a mama bear, and I've got the Holy Ghost, and I don't have to let fear into my house anymore. In Jesus' name, I love you all. God bless you.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth. I know that if we could hear everyone right now, we'd be hearing some amens, praise God, hallelujahs. You know, before we started this call this morning, Sister Elizabeth, I called her and I asked her how she was doing, and she said, Brother Vic, I am blessed and caffeinated. Something to that effect. It made me laugh, but I can assure you what we heard this morning wasn't the caffeine, church. It was the Holy Ghost. It was that Holy Ghost anointing that we heard this morning. And it was also that great desire that Sister Elizabeth has to love and to help people. I'm so glad she brought up certain points. She started talking about moms and single moms and kids and situations that some of us guys, sometimes, you know, we don't focus on that. But thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for bringing that out to the forefront. We got to remember, we are a family, church. We are a family, and let's continue to enjoy the spirit of unity that we're feeling right now. And as she was speaking, I thought about something. Even though we're separated right now, some way, in a strange way, there is this new sense of unity, church, that is beginning to develop. We can't see each other very well right now. We don't congregate. But when we hear these devotions and we hear those innermost thoughts that our people have, it begins to create this love and this longing and this sense of unity. So once again, thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for bringing out these key important points once again on this devotion. With that said, church, you know what? Before we close out this morning, why don't we thank God right now for this anointing that we felt, for this great word that we heard from Sister Elizabeth this morning. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for this great word that we heard from Sister Elizabeth. Lord God, we thank you for it. We ask you, Lord, to help us to continue to move forward with this faith and this unity, and we do not need to have the spirit of fear, but instead we have your peace and we have your joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, church, we're going to be dismissed. Please remember to join us tonight at 7:15 p.m. We're going to be hearing from our brother Jackson this evening. Praise the Lord. And we're dismissed in the name of Jesus. Amen.